This is Phoenix FM.
Now, I'm joined on the line by singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, producer and engineer Ed Rome. Ed's released Feel No Pain, his new EP, on the 24th of April and is currently A-listed here on Phoenix FM. And the title track, Feel No Pain, has been getting fantastic feedback from fans and from major radio stations across the UK too. Ed's written and recorded countless albums in many genres and has been invited to appear on a number of high-profile guest spots, working with the likes of The Beat, Lee, Scratch Perry and The Specials, and that's to name but a few. So a very good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay, surviving.
Are you enjoying the lockdown at the moment?
Enjoying. Well, it's not too different for me. I'm lucky in that a lot of my work is just sent to me online and I do it and send it back. So
we'll talk about you being a producer. I did actually see a picture which is a producer in a studio before lockdown, and then the next picture is exactly the same because that's the job you do. You're a multi-instrumentalist. What was the first instrument you learned? How old were you?
When I was about 10, my old schoolmate, Andy Langley, rescued a guitar off a bonfire and pulled it round, and that was it from then on. I'm guitar mad, really. I had a couple of guitar lessons from a guy who really put me off guitar lessons, so I've got a lot to thank him for.
When I say multi-instrumentalist, you can basically play piano, drums, harmonica.
Well, if it's got strings, I'll have a go, if I don't have to bow it. But I'm a bit of a charlatan on all the instruments you've just listed. It's mainly guitar, and I'll have a go at anything. Constantly listening out for things and trying to emulate them, really.
Who were your musical influences when you were growing up?
Rhythm and blues and early rock and roll were they were my first sort of musical loves.
And anybody in particular?
Well, things like Howlin' Wolf, Bo Diddley, Chuck Berry, that sort of era. That was the first thing that made me go, wow. Early Rolling Stones, things like that, you know.
Yeah. Many artists, they kind of feel like they have to stick to one genre. But why do you mix it up so much?
I think I get bored, without sounding horrible about it. I think I would just get bored. And I have a fear of repeating myself.
Yeah.
And I think everyone would do that if you stay in one genre in the end.
When you start writing as a songwriter, do you have lyrics written down? Do you start strumming the guitar? And does it happen differently every time?
It happens differently every time. A lot of things just come to me, like horn lines or bass lines at about 2 a.m, which is reasonably inconvenient. Turn the light on, write them down in the book. Yeah, just mucking around on an instrument, that's a big one. Lyrics... when I was young, I used to get tons of lyrics, but not as much now. I have to make them happen a bit more.
You've got like an extensive back catalogue of work as well, and I know that you do continually write. But how many songs do you reckon you write a year on average?
Oh God, I don't know. I mean, 2018 hardly any. 2017 probably hundreds. But I just, if it's not happening, I don't force it. I just embrace the fallow periods, and then if it's happening, just write everything down. So
I suppose it's a bit like a writer, that sometimes you have to write the thing out and then you go, actually, that wasn't as good as I was expecting, or I'm going to use that section of that verse or something somewhere else, but you have to get it out.
Yes, I think you do. It's like a millstone. I mean, and then just a bit of quality control, hopefully.
Sometimes. Now, besides writing your own music, you record, produce and engineer a master for other people at your studio, which is Slam Door, which is local. What producers have influenced the work that you do? Because you always get a really good sound. Is that just a gift, or is that something you really had to work at?
Well, a big thing for me is not to get in the way. So I'm coming at it as like a fellow artist trying to help facilitate what's there in the other artist. You know, I want to deal with the content that's there, what they've got, and just make that the best I can. I don't want to bulldoze and sort of put an ego on it, if you know what I mean. So I'm very keen on just helping the artist get the best out of what they have. And that's the way I look at it.
Now, we're going to play a track from the EP Feel No Pain, which is the title track, Feel No Pain. It's on the A-list here. What is it about?
Well, it would be quite easy to think I've written it about what's going on now, but I haven't. I wrote it ages ago. It is about mental health, mental well-being, and the fact that I think when people ask you, you know, how you are, people rarely answer in an honest way. So it's about the inner screaming voice of the truthful answer.
Is such a brilliant track. Ed is still on the line, probably heard me whistling along to that. That wasn't on air, by the way. I just realised I was going all over the top of it. Don't worry, they didn't hear that. So let's talk a little bit about the EP and the tracks as well, and who's played on them. So the first track is called El Imposter.
On trumpet, Steve Cracknell from the Splitters, they're from Leicester, great band. And on drums, we've got Jim Allen, who played on my Snapshot albums and plays on Feel No Pain as well. And on all the saxophones is Bella, my better half.
Yes. When you do an instrumental, do you actually get the band together and you kind of jam it, or do you write all the parts yourself?
I write it all myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I find it easier. In fact, so a lot of this EP is about drum takes that I hadn't used yet, because drums are, I think, one of the hardest things to get right. It was inspired by making use of them. Really.
Southern Gains we're going to play at the end of the interview, but you can tell us about what that track's about.
So the drums on that are by Ross Woolman, local lad, and that they are from an Afrobeat and funk album that I haven't released yet. I couldn't quite find the right label, but that will come out eventually. So he's playing the drums on that, and that's a bit of a different one. That it's a bit more melancholic, but you've got to mix it up a bit, I think.
And then you've got Tollesbury Pier.
Tollesbury Pier, acoustic ska, like street ska. It's basically about failure. Keep it light.
Yeah.
Keep it up. So that's different again. And then at the end, we've got Freddie Notes on a dub version that I never released way back from the Snapshot albums.
And that's a bonus track.
Yeah, basically, yeah. So it's I've always wanted to do a dub with Freddie's voice, because I absolutely love Fred's voice. Really soulful voice.
Harmony's actually on the Feel No Pain. That is all you, isn't it?
Yes.
Your voice is quite distinct, but you've got a couple of different styles of singing. So you might not think the lead vocal is the same as the backing.
I tried to make it different so it does sound like someone else. I played it to a mate and he went, you're not actually going to release that though, are you?
Rude.
So that sort of rattled me slightly. I'm not going to name him.
Oh, I would. Does he ever come to use the studio? Not anymore.
No, not anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't. The thing is, never ask if you're a musician. You're not concerned what your friends or your family think, really. They can go clear off. What you want is you want to get people that like your music.
Yep.
So, you know, never ask your friends and family, because they're hopeless. They're like anybody else's music except for yours.
That's
the way that it goes. How easy is it to mix and produce your own music? Because you do it for other people. Does it take you longer, or are you more critical?
Yeah, it does take longer. We're all quite self-critical, probably too much so, I think. And it's difficult to exercise quality control and sort of, I don't know, it is a tricky one, yeah. But then again, it's so personal, it's hard to let other people in, isn't it?
With songs on an album, as I explained a few times when I talk to musical guests, putting a song in the order, you want people to listen to the EP from the start to the finish, because you've kind of put the songs in order as you would like them to be listened to. Because people are so used to listening to singles now, not going on a kind of musical journey with an artist.
Yeah, I mean, the creative process doesn't end until the shrink wraps on. I mean, the order is so important, it's part of the journey. But it's a bit of a dying element, like you say. But yeah, I mean, things have to be in the right order in little mini sets to lead the listener through, I think. So I think that's really important.
What's your personal favourite track on the EP?
Tricky. I quite like Southern Gains, I think, because it's not a genre song. It's not constrained to a classic reggae song or anything like that. It's try to be a little bit different, hopefully succeeding, but I'm not sure. But I enjoy that.
Is it going to be the next release for you as a standalone?
No. No, that's it for these. I don't know what next. I'm working on a post-punk album. We'll see what happens to that.
If there's one song you wish you could have written, Ed, by an artist alive or dead, what song is it for you?
Strangers by the Kinks.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's perfect. I think Dave Davies wrote it. I might be wrong.
You've toured all over the world. I mean, you've been everywhere, and you've played Glastonbury. What has been, you know, your top sort of gigs that you've done in your time, and whereabouts were they?
The German tours were something else. Did in 06, 07, just wouldn't let you off stage. Just amazing audience response. You're very much innocent to proven guilty. People dancing to your first track. Very good memories of German gigs, actually. That was with my old band, The Big, so we were playing ska and two-tone, a bit of reggae, and that was a five-piece. Bello on sax, and Jim on drums and bass, and Johnny on keys. So we just toured around for many years doing that. Great fun.
You've been getting lots of good feedback from some high-profile presenters, like specialist music shows and stuff like that. How does it feel to get such a good feedback?
It's amazing, because I haven't released anything for 5 years. I didn't know if anyone was going to notice. It's really nice. People like yourself supporting it is fantastic as well, so thank you.
Will you be doing any gigs? You and Bella have gigged all over the world, and you kind of gigged yourself out, but do you think you might put something together for maybe for next year? Or
yeah, I think so, because we'll just want to get out.
All that time moaning about, I don't want to do a gig, and now you're like, I want to do one now.
I know, it's terrible, isn't it?
Well, you could always do a live gig from home. There's plenty of those on YouTube at the moment.
I know, they make me cringe a little bit.
Yeah, me too. As soon as I see them, do you know what I do? I switch it off. I can't bear it. People have said to me, why don't you do a gig from home? You know, do some covers. And I'm like, no. So I know exactly how you feel.
I agree.
I like an audience. Are the CDs still available, or is it now just only on download?
I did a little CD run, a limited edition. They've all gone. Mm. But it's on Bandcamp, Spotify, the normal platforms.
Yep, and if you go to edrome.co.uk is Ed's website for all updates and details. And he's also got Facebook at Ed Rome Music, and you're on Instagram as well.
Yes, Slamdor Studios, yeah.
So we're going to finish. Well done, Ed. I'm give you a round of applause. Well done. I didn't think you were going to talk to me, but you did.
Well, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Wasn't that bad, was it?
No.
You see, I told you it wouldn't be so bad. We're going to leave Ed, and we're going to play out this track, which is from the EP, Feel No Pain. And this is one of my favourites, actually. I love this. This is called Southern Gains. Thanks a lot, Ed.
Thanks, Michelle.
Cheers.